Hi there. The word for you today is focus on service, not promotion. In Proverbs 25, verse 6, reading from the Message, Solomon writes, "Don't push your way into the place of prominence." Aspiring to leadership is a good thing. It's commendable. Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 3, verse 1, "If someone desires to be an elder or a leader, he desires an honorable position." But there's a big difference between stepping forward to take on responsibility of leadership and stepping forward to project yourself into the limelight. Harry Truman said, "If you can't stand the heat, stay out of the kitchen." The question isn't whether you enjoy being the focus of attention, but whether you can take the heat that goes along with it. For every person who acknowledges your skills and appreciates your accomplishments, there's going to be 10 others who make demands on your time, your talent, and your treasure. Consider Barnabas. When the gospel was first preached to the Gentiles, Jewish church leaders in Jerusalem sent him to check it out. Here's what the Bible says, Acts 11, verse 23. "When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad, and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord." Barnabas had these three sterling qualities. Number one, he'd nothing to prove. He never sought the limelight. Indeed, when he mentored Paul, he happily let the emerging apostle rise above him. He stepped back and supported him every step of the way. Number two, he'd nothing to lose. He didn't seek to guard his reputation or fear losing his popularity. He wanted to serve, not be served. And number three, he'd nothing to hide. He didn't try to maintain a facade or an image. He remained authentic, open, and transparent. And best of all, he rejoiced in the success of others. So the word for you today is focus on service, not promotion.